Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live today from the State Capitol Building in Pierre during the first week of the opening week of the South Dakota legislative session. With us now at the table, Troy Einhardt. He represents District 26 in the Senate. He is Assistant Minority Leader for the Democratic Party. Also joining us, Jamie Smith, who represents District 15 in the House and is Minority Leader in the House of Representatives. Jamie, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Well, I'm glad to be back, and I'll just want to say that Troy is the leader, actually, not the assistant. We don't want to demote him right yet here, okay?
I shall adjust my notes accordingly.
He's going to give me a real hard time if I'm the leader and he's the assistant, and so I want to make that clear. He has seniority over me here and has a little more experience. So.
We've also gotten a couple errors in our last, where I called Senator Langer representative for about 10 minutes. So
hey.
Just go ahead and keep correcting me. Keep those corrections coming. Oh. Let's talk about legislative priorities. Senator Einhardt, since you are the senior leader in the room, let's start with you. How do you approach this session? What are some of the things that are top of the docket?
Well, sure. Thanks for having us today. And I think, you know, for Democrats, we want to come in and we want to focus on the things that we have control over or that we are mandated to have control over. We want to find increases for public education, community support providers, and state employees. Those are the big three. The governor had proposed a 0% increase, and you know that I don't think that's just going to fly in this legislative session. 0% actually means we're going backwards, and that's not something legislature wants to see happen.
Yeah, where do you begin with that conversation? Everyone knows it's important. Governor addressed it in her State of the State and said she kind of opened the door a little bit and said there's a little more, we have a little more information than we did when I did the budget address, and we maybe have some wiggle room. What's next?
So talking to appropriators is first off. Right now we're looking at about $22 million that has come in since the budget address. To fund CPI, that's about $34 million to give that 2%. So, we're going to find it. I think with a 0% budget, it gives us a chance to say this is going to be our number. And we can come in right away at the start of session and kind of almost work backwards as before in each session. We're trying to reach this target. I think this has given the legislature an opportunity to say, this is our number. How do we get there?
Representative Smith, would you say the governor, the Republicans, the Democrats, everybody seems to be mentioning that this is a priority, which is not a promise, but it is a hint that this is something that everybody's on the same page for?
Everybody I've talked to, everywhere I've been, that has been the message from everyone. I guess what we'll wait to see and what we're really pushing for is we don't want just lip service on that. We really want to see it. Mm-hmm. And as us in the super minority, we can try to influence the conversation here, but we really, really need those folks to step up and really mean it. And so we're going to hold their feet to the fire on that.
When we talk about priorities, we asked Representative Qualm about House Bill 1057, which is a legislation. The hearing was scheduled for tomorrow. Now it's been delayed, according to him, partially because of the weather, so people can make sure they get the full involvement. And we talked a little bit about these issues. This one is a transgender-related issue. There's other talk about abortion legislation and how some issues can kind of take over, take the oxygen. And so speak a little bit about that, if you will. What I think I can, I don't like to make generalizations, but broadly call social issues, can they overrun the short time that you have? Or are they just as important as every other piece of legislation about business and housing and appropriations and just make sure that we deal with them all appropriately?
The first thing I'll say is that legislation that's brought forward to us here is always important to someone. All right, no matter what the bill. So there's somebody that's a priority for. Now, as a general whole for our thing, these what you would call social bills are ones to push. It's an election year. We got to remember that. And there are people out there that are trying to push national agendas and really drive wedges here, and personally, I don't like any of those bills that we bring forward that aren't really trying to solve problems that exist here in the state of South Dakota. That being Bill 1057, I don't believe that's an issue here in the state of South Dakota. And I was talking to so many people yesterday, actually, and thank you to Leader Quam. We had a conversation about that. We want to make sure that there's a fair hearing on that. And with the weather coming into Sioux Falls and with, it affects physicians in a huge way. They have clinics scheduled. I mean, you can't just, if you're a physician, you can't just say, oh, sorry, I'm not going to be able to be in clinic because I've got to go to peer. But if you have a few days, you might be able to move a few things around and clear your schedule. So moving that to Wednesday, I'm grateful for that because we're going to be able to, show that bill is not necessary in the state of South Dakota.
I also asked the Republican leadership about the hemp and the guardrails that Governor Noem and Senator Heinert maybe you want to address that. Do you think those guardrails are going to be, is this something that the lawmakers and the governor can come together on this session, not able to come together last session on industrial hemp?
Well, I think the hemp bill that they brought forward is just a very well-written bill. That summer study, the bipartisan summer study did a great job of going out to other states and seeing what works in their area, getting some costs on how they implemented their program. And we can't just do exactly what Kentucky does, or we can't even do exactly what North Dakota does. But I think it gives us an opportunity to use the knowledge that's already there and then create our own plan. As far as the pillars, I would think that most of them are in the bill already. The only thing that I see maybe the big contentious issue is that the governor thinks it's going to be $3.5 million to get this plan rolling. I don't think it's near that number. So I guess it's really going to be up to the legislature to prove that we can do this for a small amount of tax dollars and then see what the market would provide. We did have a game changer in South Dakota. Flandreau got approved by the USDA to grow and harvest industrial hemp. I know other tribes in the state have applications at USD or at the USDA, and we definitely have to figure out the transportation piece of this, because if those products leave the reservation, get on state highways, and they're stopped, though they are legal federally, they'd be violating state law, and then that, I think, could get ugly.
State of the Tribes address this afternoon, and I'm sorry I don't have the title of the other address, the address, the Great Sioux Nation.
Great Sioux Nation, correct.
What to listen for during those two addresses? What do you think, Senator Hyde?
Well, I think, Lester Thompson, chairman from Fort Thompson, is giving this address. And I think you'll hear from him
giving the Great Sioux Nation address.
He's giving the State of the Tribes address.
Okay, thank you.
I think you'll hear from him some of the cooperation that his tribe and the state of South Dakota have worked on, some public safety agreements. They're relatively close to peer, so I think they have a pretty good working relationship. They have a lot of members who actually live in Fort Thompson but work in the Fort Peer area. So I think we'll hear some of that. I think we'll hear some of the challenges that his tribe faces, and a lot of those challenges are the same going across Indian country, housing, infrastructure, economic development. And then methamphetamine abuse, and how do we combat that? I think the Great Sioux Nation address, that's going to be a little less formal, and give a chance for each tribal representative to kind of talk about the issues that they're facing, or how the state can have a positive impact or a partnership with them.
Mm-hmm. Representative Smith, Jason Roundsburg, South Dakota Attorney General, is going to be on during our second hour, and we're going to ask him about the legislature from Virginia, which ratified the Equal Rights Amendment yesterday. There are some legal hurdles to what happens next that Roundsburg is going to address, but I'm wondering if the legislature of South Dakota was asked to ratify the ERA today in this legislative session or not. What kind of conversations do you think? And you're making that face that no one can see.
I'm sorry, that wasn't on my radar. It's not anything we've been talking about. I don't know if Senator Heinert heard anything either.
I haven't heard anything on the Senate side.
Nothing at
other
all.
Other than just what we've kind of read in the papers.
It
was kind of a surprise to us.
I think everybody's taken by the face that I'm referring to for radio listeners is one of surprise. Of what are we even talking about here?
Yeah.
Let's get our feet under us with what's happening next.
Yep.
Final thoughts in our remaining few minutes about other priorities that you're really hoping to make traction on this legislative session.
You know, you're going to see us with some issues that we've been talking about for a very long time in the Democratic Party. And one of those things that you're going to see is a push again for a pre-K advisory council. We really just, you know, it's a part of that whole public education package, and there are many kids across our state that we know aren't receiving that early intervention and education to help them be ready for school, and so that advisory council is going to be a really important piece.
Mm-hmm.
Also, things that we, you know, are still really concerned about: nursing homes. You know, we got one bite of the apple last year, but it's going to be multiple bites till we get to where we need to be to provide the proper funding to take care of our elderly population in our state, and it's a growing population in our state.
How urgent is that situation when we talk about, you know, raising, giving increases to teachers, which is a top priority for everyone, and then a lot of what Governor Noem said about business, and then you have, you know, the idea of pre-K, and then you have these nursing homes. That's a lot.
There's a lot
to go around. Yeah.
And you're exactly right. I just know that when the cost of having a Medicaid patient in your nursing home is $180 a day, and the state was giving you $137 a day, that's not enough. And we got that up, but it's still, it's not there, and we know that. So we have to be creative, and we have to do those things, but we also have to make sure that those are our priorities as well. Mm-hmm. It's a tough job. Another thing that we need to do, and it's a tough thing to do, but we got to look at revenue. How, you know, we lost when we the internet tax going away, we lost $30 million of state, 20 for state government, 10 for local governments. That's money that has not been replaced with anything yet. So we've always had a hard time finding those resources, and now it's even harder.
And most people thought that was a real gain to get rid of that tax, or to add that tax, because so explain to people why.
Well,
it's
I just
want to
I want you to look at your cable bill, and if that $6 really came back to you, and it's in your pocket, and you're going to spend that in the local economy, and it's your money. I mean, that's always the argument: is the government shouldn't have that money; we should have that money to spend that money. Well, we have to raise revenues in some way, and so that's one that I personally was willing to pay that extra $6 if it helps us here. We'll see if that changed your bill.
All right. Senate Minority Leader Troy Hinert and House Minority Leader Jamie Smith, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.